Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. Today I'm talking a little bit about an experience I had recently that made me realize what I do when I'm with people, especially people that I've just met. I'll tell you all about it on the other side. When you work in therapy, maybe this has happened to you, invariably what happens is when you meet people, you can't get rid of your therapy head. Okay, and so you're very aware of what people are saying to you, the way that they are, how they come across. Because remember, when we meet people for the first time, those people are going to show us exactly the person that they want us to see. So when we meet people for the first time, what tends to happen is you don't tend to meet the person. What you meet is the part of the person that the person wants you to see. But what happens is this, and this is what I find. That is when people give themselves away. That's when people actually, because they're trying to distort the person that they are, they exaggerate certain things that they shouldn't exaggerate, or they wouldn't normally exaggerate. And so when you're with, this is just something for you to understand, when you're with your client the very first time, that's when you tend to get the most important messages from the client. And that's because they're kind of trying to be something that they're not, and they give themselves away. So what happened was, this weekend I met a couple of people. I talked to one for quite a while, but it didn't matter. Right at the beginning, within the first 5 minutes of talking to these two people, I was aware that there was a very serious issue that needed to be resolved in one of them, and in the other, there was a very serious issue that needed to be resolved. I'll give you an example of how do I know that? Well, I'm very accustomed to listening to people tell me stuff. What I'm listening for is repetition. We've mentioned this before. I'm listening for repetition. I'm listening for an emotional outburst on a certain subject. And I'm also listening for contradiction, when something contradicts itself. And I'm also listening for what we would call deletion. Deletion is where somebody isn't saying something, and they should be, but they're not. It's like either they stop themselves, or it's just a strange part of a missing narrative. Okay, and I'll give you an example. So I was talking to one guy who was talking about his inability to manage his anger, and as he said it, he cried. Okay, I'd just met him, and he cried, and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry about that," and then he continued. My alarm bells as a therapist were going off, going, wow, that needs to be sorted. That needs to be addressed. Yeah. The other person I talked to, as I was talking to him, he said that he was deeply loved as a child by his parents. And then a little bit later, he said that his parents were alcoholics. Okay. Now, what that is there's something wrong with that narrative. There's something wrong with that narrative. And there were another couple of things that he said about his childhood that the alarm bells were going, saying, that needs to be addressed. There's something that's not right there. So it's kind of, it becomes so instilled in you when you work in therapy that when you meet people, you tend to know whether that person is okay or not, because they tell you. And it's really bizarre, because you wouldn't think that when you meet somebody that they're going to tell you much about themselves. And yet what I've found is that first conversation is where you find out the most. You find out the key things. They tell you what's wrong with their life. They tell you that they're in an unhappy marriage. They tell you that they hate the job. They tell you lots of things. As you get into therapy, as time moves on, you hear less. Why? Because you're starting to get to know the person. You're normalizing what they say. You don't hear as well later on, because you know it's at the beginning. So bear that in mind when you are working with your client. The very first session is the most important, because that is where you're going to identify what the problems are. What are you listening for? Repetition, contradiction of a story, missing parts of the story, where the story doesn't flow, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, that's kind of like contradiction, but sometimes they miss things out. And they also do this throwaway comment. Never ever throw away their throwaway comment. When they say, well, yeah, you know, we've all had hard childhoods, haven't we? But, you know, you just put that behind you. Look at the face. Just put that behind you. And the face is telling you, I haven't put it behind me. If they put it behind them, they wouldn't be telling you. Why are they telling a stranger about a hard childhood? Yeah. So that's what you're listening for. You're listening for something that doesn't make sense. People tend to give you the most honest description of themselves right at the beginning. And that's when they're pretending. But I don't know, there's something about the stress of meeting somebody. There's something about the importance of sharing something, perhaps, that's important to you with somebody new, to ingratiate yourself with the person. But they'll give you lots of stuff. And that happens whenever I'm with a client for the first time. But it also happens when you're with anybody for the first time. So do that as a little exercise. All right, we don't want to become a pain in the arse. And we certainly don't say, by the way, I've just listened to you and I believe that you need therapy. That's not your business when you're meeting somebody for the first time. It's different if you're in a therapy setting, of course. You can start digging into that. And I was talking to these two guys. I really wanted to dig into that. Not my business. Not your business. However, you can still play the game. And you can be listening to somebody thinking, making mental notes. Right, if I were in a session, I would want to know more about this. I'd want to know more about that, more about the other. Okay? So listen out for that. Listen out for what people are telling you. They give you all of the deep dirt the very first time. It's amazing. And it's only this through this conversation that I've realized that people really do like to give you all of the stuff right at the beginning. This is my put everything out on the table, even though they have no idea they're doing it. Okay, so I hope that helps, and let's have some fun meeting people now. It makes meeting people so much more fun when you're analysing them too. I love you all. I'll see you all later. Bye-bye.